Welcome to Foster the Podcast.
Oh, no! Chrissy's over there on her phone trying to get a pink... Don't you get a pink Cadillac or something if you sell enough of these things?
It's not fucking Mary Kay. It just isn't.
Chrissy sells Mary Kay now ever since she...
I don't...
completing I don't the do that. Suburban mom life. Why is my girlfriend so excited about this lipstick that you're selling door to door?
Because it doesn't come off.
That's the only like perk, is that it just doesn't come off?
Yeah, that's a big deal. To be able to wear colored lipstick and not have, like, right now I should have red lipstick all around the rim of my glass.
Ooh. That's a good selling point right there. Do you just bring a glass?
Yeah, everywhere. I just walk around. Just walk around with an empty rocks glass. People think I'm fucking nuts. Or they're like, whatever, LA.
I guess that is a thing, right? Like, where it's like you get stuck on your teeth, right? And like you eat. But how long does it last? Like,
what, and you have to put it on all the time.
Yeah. How long does your makeup last?
This lipstick?
Yeah.
It lasts like 8 hours, really? Sometimes longer. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Good for you. Well, she's very excited to have it.
I know. So, it's awesome. Thanks.
How's business?
It's good.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's great.
Yep. It's fun. And I get to do it from home with the kids. So.
Yeah.
You know.
We bought so much stuff growing up from door-to-door salesman.
Did you?
A Kirby vacuum cleaner for $2,000-something. A whole filtration system for the house. Because he's like, look at your water now. And look at it after the filter.
Right.
Look at
these bugs. He also brings a glass.
Yeah. Dirty water. I don't think our water is yellow.
No lipstick. I think we bought like meat. Knives.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the box of steaks.
The knives were definitely a thing.
Yeah, nowadays, like, you can't sell knives door-to-door.
No, that'd be... You'd get a locked door in your face.
You're just tapping on the door with a knife. Oh, just on the window.
I had a friend that sold knives, and he told me, he's like, you won't believe how many times I got laid.
Just really?
And then they all like, because you get references to their friends,
uh-huh.
And then they're like, have this guy buy a knife, you know, because their husband's out, like, you know, working maybe with the secretary for like drinks and stuff, and she's out there buying knives.
Right.
Really?
Yeah. Buying knives. The new innuendo is buying knives.
Yeah. I think that would be like the last thing if, like, I would be terrified. Like, have the guy with a sharp object come into my house.
No, think about it. They're wearing a button down shirt, a tie, they're groomed, they're like clean, they're sales. Salesman, so it's like way better than the plumber, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
You're at home, better. You're bored, you can't get out of the house, you can't go get it anywhere.
And you need knives. I mean,
a girl needs knives.
The husband comes home, he's like, more knives? Seriously? Like, what's happening?
Like, we have you don't even cook.
Yeah.
What are we paying Bertha for? She comes and cooks.
You don't even cook, you just keep ordering pizzas. It's like 80 bucks of pizzas, also. Like,
hilarious.
Oh my God, it's great. Well, hey, welcome to Foster the Podcast. It's been a while. But it hadn't been that long, right?
No, I think we did better this time.
Yeah, we did better.
we got back to it.
Everyone's doing good, I see. I had a weird experience. My girlfriend signed up for this like pet adoption thing where you foster a kitten, right, so it doesn't die. It's very sweet, right?
So that it doesn't die.
Yeah, like there's like LA is like overrun with like homeless kittens.
Right.
And they can't necessarily go into the shelters until they're old enough to to get adopted or whatever.
Right.
So she signed up for this program and she called me and she's like, hey, we've got approved. They're going to be sending a kitten over. And I was like, great. She's like, are you going to be home? And I was like, oh, like now? And she was like, yeah, like in the next like 15 minutes, right?
What?
And an Uber pulls up.
No.
Right, with a woman. like, hey, I have a box for you. And it's got like this nice like ASPCA box, like holes in it and everything.
Right.
And I open up and there was three kittens inside of the
course.
Box.
Of course. As soon as you said that, I was like, just one kitten?
Three kittens.
Right. Three kittens.
Yeah. And my girlfriend doesn't get off work for a few hours.
Right.
And
so, where are they?
They're in the bedroom sleeping. I just gave them some Benadryl. No, I'm kidding.
No.
No, they're great. They were just, they're so unruly for me though. Like,
well, yeah,
you know, like they're biting me and they're peeing and they're crawling all over me and they're yapping. Finally, she comes home. I run an errand. I come back and she's sitting in their playpen and they're just peacefully on her like she's the Khaleesi of kittens. Like, I expected to come home and her just be naked in a litter box with like cats crawling on her. Like, whatever, your clothes.
Bathing herself with her tongue.
So that's what we've been dealing with. Is just, so funny.
I like that they called the homeless kittens an Uber, like they're Annie and your Daddy Warbucks.
Right.
And they just drive up with your homeless cats. Like, here's your new life.
Yeah, right.
Moving exactly. on up.
I'm like, are you sure you want me to be in charge of these kittens? Like the guy who thought that the Washington Monument was in Seattle for 2.5 hours. Are you sure that's who you want?
Is that a real thing that happened?
2 hours. I was trying to find the Washington Monument.
In so Seattle?
Seattle, Washington. I had the wrong Washington. I was like half right.
Wow.
I was very tired. I was like, I got in town a little bit early. I'll try to look at some sites. I'll try to see. I call my mom's boyfriend. He's like, I think you're in the wrong Washington, dude.
Oh my goodness. That's
that's the guy who's in charge of.
Cat dad.
Cat daddy.
So are you going to feed your kids?
Oh, God damn it.
Like, now I get the question.
Yeah, the question does make more sense now.
Yeah.
What Ivan's referring to is off air. My girlfriend in the middle of the night sits up and goes, you know how sometimes you forget to eat? She goes, if we ever have kids one day, you're going to forget to feed our kids.
Right.
I'm like, are our kids in Washington? I don't know.
Because 5 minutes ago, I was like, well, that's not a nice thing to say. But now I'm like, oh, well, right. Okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I see now. That's where she's coming from.
I was like, kind of upset. I was like, I don't forget to eat. Like, sometimes I just get busy.
Right.
I get, you know, I'm running around and I notice like 4 or 5 hours has gone by. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm starved.
Right.
But I'm like, I guess it is a legit question.
Yeah. In retrospect.
Yeah, I do dumb things sometimes. Did you feed the kids today?
Oh, damn it.
I knew I forgot to do something.
I fed them an hour. Oh, crap. It's been 6 hours.
I tweeted.
Sorry, kids.
I did a podcast. I'm
probably pretty hungry.
I just sent them in an Uber to go get Burger King.
With the cats.
They're in a box with holes in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I do dumb things. I guess, like, forgetting to feed children is probably a real concern for her. But, like, we don't have kids yet. So the fact that she just hops up in the middle of the night and, like, that's what's on her mind.
Right. Well, you know, you got to plan ahead.
I like how she's just – I think she was just planting a seed. I don't think right. she – honestly, she probably knows you're going to feed the kids. Oh, but like she wants you to know that she's thinking about you as a father.
Oh, Chrissy's a true.
Yeah.
And she's less – it's not about busting your balls. It's about I'm going to – place this right here, the seed in the ground. Uh-huh. 2 weeks late from now, she's gonna come back and water it.
Interesting.
She's gonna watch that bitch grow.
I don't know.
Or more like, hey, bitch, you better get your shit together before we have kids.
Yeah, I think that's more of it.
Like, you're probably the one I'm gonna do this with. I need you to get your shit together before we have kids.
Yeah, because I've been doing so much dumb things lately. I've just been so scatterbrained.
So busy. Yeah,
I've just been like, I've just really been effing up. And I think that she's like, not like in our relationship, right. But just like in day-to-day life.
Yeah.
Like, I think she's like, have you eaten today? Like, we're at that point, like, where she has to check on me to be like,
yeah,
when was the last time you showered? Like, type of deal, you know?
Right.
Because just my head's just all over the place right now.
Yeah.
I did something. I hit a parked car.
I know.
Last week.
Why? How?
I don't know why. I didn't do it on purpose.
I know, but how? Like, I don't understand.
I was having a great day. I was in a great mood. I was like, had my music playing. I was like, okay. The windows are down.
Yeah.
And I was coming in, parking in front of my apartment. I just came in hot, man. And I
into the back of a parked car trying to park?
Oh, I checked it. Yeah.
Trying to park a car, you ran into the back of the car in front of you.
I ran to the front of the car. So there's like, like, there's a car behind me,
uh-huh. Right?
And there's a car in front of me,
right.
And there's enough room where I don't have to parallel park.
Right.
So I'm like, I'm excited. I'm just going to whip in the middle,
oh.
And my back hit their front.
Gotcha.
Oh, you snake gotcha, like a, gotcha. Yeah. Your
yeah.
tail.
Yeah, and oh. So when I tried to reverse, it just dug in deeper.
Yeah.
And I tried to go
can't
forward.
Do that.
And it just dug in deeper on the other side.
Oh, so this is like a claim thing. Like, it's going to have to go through insurance?
No. Here's the good and bad thing. So immediately it's in front of my apartment complex, right? And it's my neighbor's car.
Okay.
Okay. Like, without question, it's my neighbor's car.
Right.
And so what I do is I park my car and I go inside and I get a towel I go and start wiping the car down because I thought maybe if I buffed the paint off, she wouldn't notice that her bumper was smashed.
Are you fucking insane? Yeah. You hit it, backed into it, and then it went forward into it again, and you went and got a towel to buff it out?
I imagine your anxiety level was, like, really high. You're, like, freaking out. You're like, what do I do? What do I do? I know, towel.
Right.
A towel.
But I also have Viking car insurance, so I feel like that's kind of the equivalent as just a towel.
You have what?
I have Viking car insurance.
Viking car insurance, yeah. Right. So that's probably what they're going
to
do.
Right, yes. I had to send a raven to report an accident. It was an act of Odin. Yeah, but actually, you know what? Surprisingly enough, it made it look not as bad.
Okay.
When I took my paint off of her car, it made it look not as bad. Okay. But anyways, so she was very nice. Obviously, lovely. I went and told her that it was my girlfriend. And sorry, we had a car full of cats, and so we're able to keep it off the insurance, and I'm just going to put it on my credit card, which is not ideal, but it's not the worst thing in the world. But insurance, that's just kind of like where my life is at right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Very.
Oh, yeah.
I need to chill out.
Yeah.
I need to rest for a minute.
I feel ya.
But I can't. I have no, you know.
I do.
There's no time to rest.
There's no time to rest.
I'm a comedian.
Do you get this thing? Like, my short-term memory is almost non-existent right now.
Yeah.
I, at work, am walking through hallways not knowing why I'm there.
Yeah.
I'm like, why am I here? And then you come back, and then you need the tool that you went in that hallway for. Like, 5 minutes later, you're like, that's why I was there.
Right.
I waste half my day walking around the bar back area behind the bar trying to figure out why I'm in this particular place.
Here? Why I'm bar banking.
Why am I here? What am I doing? 30-year-old man, get your shit together.
I just stopped. I'm like, why am I here? Yeah, man, that's my life. My girlfriend would be like, are you serious? Like, are you messing with me right now? I'm like, what? She's like, we literally just had this conversation 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
And then I'd be like, no, I'm just kidding.
I just did that with my mom.
Yeah.
We were in the car and she's like, I have those shirts that you wanted me to return. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Right. For the kid's first birthday, we're taking them all to Disney. And I got me and my husband these like Mickey Minnie shirts that say mom and dad. And I got the kids like these cute first birthday Mickey and Minnie like outfits or whatever. So she's telling me about a conversation that we apparently had that clearly I was not listening to a word that she said whatsoever. She's like, yeah, remember like you got all mad because I got us these Mickey and Minnie shirts and they're not the same colors as your Mickey and Minnie shirts? I was like, Mom, in no realm of reality do I give a fuck if all of our shirts match. She's like, I don't know, like for pictures or something. I'm like, I promise you there was no day where I was actually upset because you bought the wrong color red of Mickey shirts. Like I was not listening to you and obviously frustrated about something else. Because I promise never has there been a day that that's been something upsetting to me.
Was she right?
I don't know.
What if she is?
But I can't imagine on my worst day that wouldn't be something that upset me. But isn't that scary? Like, obviously I go around and if I'm overwhelmed and frustrated with other things, people think that it's like towards whatever I'm having a conversation with them with when I'm not even freaking listening to them. Right. It's like, bitch, I cared so little. I wasn't even listening to the conversation.
I know. I've gotten to the point right now to where like I'll be mid conversation with somebody and I'll just be like, I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. Not 100%. I didn't hear a word you said.
Not listening at all.
It's so bad. I don't know. Like, maybe I need to up my like meditation game.
Yeah.
Like, because
100%.
I haven't in like a while.
Me either.
And it's like definitely spilling over.
Oh, yeah.
Like, my girlfriend will be talking to me and like she'll be telling me about her day. And then I'll just be like, God, I shouldn't have done that joke last night. And like, I need to buy a plane ticket to Omaha. And like, it's just it's insanity.
But the brain needs time to process. Like, the brain needs time to process. So if you're not meditating, it's going to happen. If you're not meditating and if you're not sleeping, like, it's going to happen regardless, no matter what. It's whether you're mid-conversation.
Or driving a car.
Or driving a car or trying to park, whatever it is.
It's going
to
take a break.
Have you had nightmares or messed up dreams?
Chrissy, that's on my notes for the podcast today.
Right, because your brain has to process. So if you're not giving yourself time to process thoughts and you're so busy all the time and things are going so fast, it'll come out in dreams. It'll come out where you're not able to be. That's why you're not present when you're so busy, is because your brain's still processing the things that happened prior.
I have goosebumps right now. I was awoken at 6 o'clock this morning for the fourth night in a row with almost the same nightmare.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Can we go straight into what the nightmare was?
It's pretty standard. It's okay. Just like someone's trying to kill me.
Okay.
Every night it's a different location and it's a different person. It's a different entity, but it's always like me running for my life.
Okay.
Or having to make that decision where I have to stand up and protect myself.
Gotcha.
And like one night it ended with me standing up and firing back at the guy who was shooting at me.
Right.
And then last night it was like a guy had infiltrated the house and we were trying to hide. It was like, I just have to go out there and confront. You know what I mean? It always ends with me facing this thing.
Gotcha.
But it's also been very hot in our apartment, so I just attribute that to, like, fever dreams or something.
Okay,
but,
fever dreams.
You know what I mean? Like, when it's really hot, you
like
sweat.
Like, it's the fucking 1800s, you've got fever dreams.
I don't know. Maybe, like, the cats brought in, like, the plague or something. I don't know. Yeah, I just was like, oh, it's just hot, so I'm having nightmares. But it may be that. Like, to the point to, like, on the show notes today, I looked up dream stuff.
Right.
That's crazy. What do you think that means, though? Like those, obviously what you said is probably right, but those specific things.
There's a decision that you have to make that you're avoiding making and from being so busy, it's helping you to avoid it. So you don't have to think about it during the day because you're so busy. Uh-huh. But when you're sleeping at night, that decision's still coming to the forefront of your mind.
So it's not like no one's really trying to kill me.
No, I don't think that dreams are that literal.
All right. Yeah, that's very literal, I guess. That's crazy that you hit on that. Yeah. It's like I haven't slept in a couple of days because of like these horrific dreams.
Yeah, just weird.
Yeah. And it's always,
crazy,
I'm always in danger.
Super vivid dreams. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I wonder what the decision is. I don't know.
Got to calm down enough to
listen.
Let it come to the forefront.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yep.
Okay. All right, maybe I'll do that. Oh, I can't do that today or tomorrow. Right, maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll stop next week. I've literally had shows every single night. Like, I haven't stopped.
And I always say that I'm not taking my own advice because I haven't meditated in forever and my brain's all over the place. But all it takes is starting with like 5 minutes a day.
Yeah.
5 minutes a day, which everybody has no matter
everybody
what.
Has five minutes.
That's a day.
5 minutes on my phone.
But you have to choose to do that. And you never want to, right? You just want to go somewhere mindless. My thing is I have done so many fucking jigsaw puzzles in the past. Like an obscene amount of jigsaw puzzles in the past 2 months because it gives my brain something to focus on where I can just kind of be mindless. And for me, it's like meditative.
Okay.
Like honestly, in the past 2 months, I've probably done about 20 puzzles.
Really?
Yeah. And like, I have to have one.
Are we slowly losing our minds?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is this normal behavior? Or are we slowly going crazy?
Both.
Like me, like not being able to remember things, hitting parked cars and having nightmares, and you like making jigsaw puzzles.
Right.
Are we cracking up?
Maybe.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Maybe we should take podcast breaks.
Yeah. You've got a house full of cats. I've got a house full of puzzles.
Yeah.
That certainly seems weird.
And puzzle pieces everywhere.
Yeah.
Just
everywhere.
Cats crawling all over.
Oh my
me.
Goodness.
Interesting.
My goodness.
I've been cracking up lately. I'm in a great, by the way, for our listeners, please don't worry. We're all in great places. Life is amazing.
It's a good busy,
but it's just
but
the
it's
busyness.
Still busy.
Like I've gotten to the point where I've gotten so crazy And my mind is so out of control that, like, I'm buying flights for gigs based on where I think the layover is going to have the least amount of turbulence.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I had to buy a flight to Omaha and to Pennsylvania the other day. I was like, well, I can't land in Colorado because the Rockies turbulence is really bad.
But that's true.
Yeah.
But that's fucking true.
But then to the point where, like, well, I can't fly when the sun's coming up because that's when the air is uneasy.
But that's also true.
Did you read that article?
But that's almost true.
Yes, and then Ivan sends me an article about the hurricane, right? Where it's up and it's a. Did you see it?
No.
With a plane, you would explain it. What you sent me.
So it was I think was it Puerto Rico?
That just happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was, I think it was San Juan or something like that, and they had to make a choice. They're either going to stay in the airport or they need to fly away.
They were like the last
and to fly away. Okay. They had to go through. So they had like the radar screen and stuff.
Yeah.
And they know where like there's pockets of like where you could actually fly. So this motherfucker like navigated through
into
a hurricane.
Whoa.
Out the other side and lands. A plane full of people.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, would you rather stay in that airport?
The wrong choice was to stay in Puerto Rico, obviously. The devastation there is, like, ridiculous. But holy fucking shit. That's like some fucking Star Wars, going through the asteroid field.
That's exactly what it was. Because it's a screen-by-screen shot of the radar of the pipe. And the middle is the red, where you die.
Then around right. that is the yellow, and then there's little pockets, and he navigates perfectly through those pockets, through the hurricane, and out the other side.
Oh my goodness.
And I would have the point, first of all, I was like, that's terrifying, and I would have the point, I was like, no, it makes me trust pilots even more now.
Yeah.
Like, this son of a bitch just threw a right. hurricane
right.
and landed fine on the other side.
Right. Right. It's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
And it was a man, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. Screw Sully. Like, I want this guy. Did you see the thing that I sent you about Air Hollywood? I think it's airhollywood.com.
Yeah.
I'm doing it.
Yeah.
I'm 100% doing it in January.
So it's you, like, take a piloting thing? Is that the deal?
It's a class.
Right.
To my understanding.
But is it all in simulators, or do you fly towards... Okay.
So from what I understand, it's a class where you go in, and they have a pilot who basically teaches the class,
right?
Captain Ron, which is hilarious. That was a great movie with Kurt Russell. teaches you all about, flying, right? And,
okay.
and all this stuff. And then you do a two-hour flight simulation where they do like an airplane mock-up. And then you can talk about anxiety management, ask questions, and all that stuff. And then it ends...
With me in a ball on the ground asking him to please God not put me on that fucking plane, regardless of the information that's been exchanged.
Yeah. It ends with a flight.
My
from
nails
Burbank.
In the side of a aircraft.
It ends with you in a box full of holes on an Uber going back home. It ends with a flight from Burbank to Sacramento, or from Burbank to Vegas, or like a 45-minute flight,
right?
Where you take a commercial flight and then you land, hopefully,
right?
And, which is, quotes, hopefully,
right?
And you have dinner in the terminal. And you're able to discuss the flight and ask questions and talk about it. And then you fly back.
Okay.
And so that's like the graduation class.
We have to do it.
And it's cheaper if you bring a friend. So that's why
there you go. We have to do it.
Unless we send this to them and they want to sponsor it and we just document the experience.
Oh, my goodness.
And they want to cut a couple $100 off.
Oh, my goodness.
But we should do that, right?
We have to do it. Okay. I'm so sick of it.
I am, too.
I'm so sick of it. We were supposed to go to Montreal for Christmas and we're missing the trip because between... Not just me. I was going to suck it up and fly one way. But between my mom and I, like, we couldn't get there with the kids.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Because
of the anxiety of having to try to fly. And there's too much stuff that I've missed out on in this past year. Like, especially now with kids. I don't want to put... I definitely believe that a big part of my fear of flying is because my mom's terrified to fly and I flew with her and saw her scared on a plane and it taught me as a kid that it was something scary. And
so you don't want to give that to your kids.
I don't want to pass that on.
Right. So let's nip it in the bud now.
Okay.
And we'll take this class. I'm thinking like January. I know. January we'll do it.
I don't even want to go in the simulator.
Oh, could you imagine?
Oh.
Did I see a plane in the sky? I immediately get anxiety.
Yeah. I don't like
it. Weird.
It's so weird. I can't explain it either. So we'll do that. But listen, driving is no better. I am to the point where, like, I want to fly now more than I want to drive anywhere.
Oh, really?
And it used to be the opposite.
Interesting.
I just can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
I had gigs in New Mexico, and I drove, like, 14 hours to these casinos, right? And there's a point, like, where you're in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
In the mountains.
Yeah.
No cell service.
Yeah.
I'm over this mountain. I look to the road where I have to go, and there's nothing for probably 2 hours.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, that's almost worse.
I mean, that makes sense of why that would be almost worse. I just don't have a fear of driving.
I don't have a fear of driving. I have a fear of being alone.
Okay.
Being secluded in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that. Yeah. Like, I had almost a full-blown panic attack being in the middle of nowhere one of the times. And you know what, like, relaxed me is, like, I saw – this is the strangest thing, but I saw, like, a billboard that Toto was going to be at the – like, I just
– Right.
Like, I feel comforted knowing that other people are going to be, like, where I'm going eventually.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Like, well, if Warrant is playing here, then, like, it can't be in the middle of nowhere.
My biggest thing about driving, and not to make it too deep, but is, like – being an ethnic person and driving through the country can be really fucking terrifying sometimes.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
Certain gas stations where I look around and I'm like, hey, mom, you want to go ahead and grab that gas?
Yeah.
I'm just going to be here.
That's real shit, too.
Yeah.
I stopped in the middle of, like, nowhere to get gas and I was, like, talking to the cashier and I was like, how's your day going? She goes, there was a fight in here earlier. And I was like, oh, that sucks. She goes, well, you know, of course, they were foreign. And I'm like, Jesus Christ. Like, what? But anyways,
whatever that means.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So I get that. Yeah, that's a real concern. I think there's a just a point like being – I think my thing is like just being utterly alone. Like
yeah.
I just like it just gives me the heebie-jeebies. Like no cars, no gas station.
Sounds so peaceful to me.
I know, me too.
And it should be.
Me too.
I remember one time I was driving a semi-truck and I went up to the northern Michigan Peninsula.
Uh-huh.
And I had to drop off something at like an interstate battery. It's like a little shack in the middle of nowhere. So I'm there in the middle of the night. And I remember getting out in the car and then hearing the gravel underneath my feet because there was no other noise.
Yeah. Oof.
And it was so like, I laughed. I was like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
Like, I've never heard silence before.
Yeah.
Like, and when you hear it, it's surreal. It's different. Yeah.
I love that too.
I'm just not into it.
No.
I need people around. It's I need lights. Thing. I need cities. I need McDonald's. I need like, you know, just, I don't like that. Just like there was a one point, like I was like, it was like 3 o'clock in the morning and I'm on like hour, like 9 or something. You know what I mean? It's just like, God, I would get on a plane right now.
Yeah.
I would leave my car and fly the rest of the way if I don't have to drive 9 more hours.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, so let's nip this thing in the bud now.
And yeah. It's time. It's definitely, it's time.
Because you don't want to like put that on your kids.
No.
And I don't want to put that on my, you know, malnourished children that I'm going to have one day. How are your kids, by the way? How
they're awesome. They're awesome. They're like getting so old out of nowhere and doing all these things. I taught my daughter how to roar because I thought it was cute the first 5 times. And now she's like, rawr, and like she's going to lose her voice. But she like puts her hands up like a little lion. Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah. Yeah. So, my son has found his penis.
Yes. I was going to ask you that.
He has found his penis.
Not about your son's penis.
Right.
Deb and I were up in the middle of the night the other night Googling, do babies have boners? Because we didn't know.
Babies do have boners.
And I was going to text you about like, that's probably very weird to text Christy in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
But it's also even weird to like put that in the search engine of my phone.
It is. Both are odd.
I'm sure I'm on a list somewhere. 100%. Right. So they do.
Baby boner is like a weird word. Cause, you know, like you think of baby boner, I'm like, okay, that's either a baby with a boner or it's like a grown ass man, like a little baby boner.
You know? But you know how like sometimes you'll type stuff in and like Amazon and Facebook will like those ads will pop. Right. God knows what I'm going to see tomorrow.
So I repeatedly have to say like, be nice to your penis all day long.
Is he rough?
Be nice. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. And he cut it like, cause he dug his nails into it and he'll like whack it in the bath and he pulls on it cause he doesn't know what it is and tries to like pull it off.
He tries to pull it off?
Yeah, he'll like yank on it because he doesn't know what it is and just kind of flicks it around. Because it's not like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like they don't get real boners.
Sure.
Like there's no pleasure towards it. It's just this thing. And he's like, what the hell is this?
It's
like when
toy.
They found their fingers. Yeah. And he's like, what is this? And
interesting.
Yeah.
Do all boys do that?
Yes.
I don't remember doing that.
I kind of want to call my mom and ask her if I play with my boner.
Yeah, you should because you definitely did. Because they told us about it in the NICU. They're like, oh, just wait till he's a little older. Every time you change his, because he would pull on his diaper when he was in the NICU. And it was like, just wait till he's older. He's going to be hands down his pants, just like a little boy. Apparently all boys, because they find this thing and they're like, what the hell is that? They try to figure it out.
That's crazy.
Yep.
I guess it's like when they discover like a new toy, they're like, oh, this is fun.
Right. They did the same thing with their fingers. They did the same thing with their toes.
Aw.
And now it's his penis.
If I call my mom, would she be able to, if we put her on speakerphone, will this pick it up?
Yeah, we should.
All right. Well, we'll see if she's around
just kinda
first.
Just kind of hold it to the mic.
Let's see if she's in around first.
You never think that your future is going to consist of you, like, all day long. Like, hey, be nice to your penis. Atlas, be nice to your penis.
Right. Stop punching your penis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess they don't teach you that in parenting school.
They don't. They don't.
Because you don't want
to
scold them.
Remove his penis.
You don't want to be like... No, that's bad.
Right.
You want to be like, oh, that's
yeah. You got to be nice to it, though. You can't dig your fingers in it and try to pull it off. It's yours. It belongs there.
Can you hear
this?
Hey, Mom, how are you?
Okay, how are you?
Good. You're on my podcast. Is that okay?
What do you mean?
We're recording, and we have like a parenting question, and we want to know if you can answer something for us.
Yeah, I'll try.
Is it true that all boys play with their penises when they're young?
Well, I don't know about all boys, but I know my 3 boys.
Ha, 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 ha. How old was I when I discovered it?
Oh, maybe 14 or 15.
No, stop. No, like as a kid.
An infant, as a baby.
She's messing.
You were doing that. I think all infants find it when they have control of their arms. So.
That's such a guy thing. As soon as our arms work, like, what is this?
Yeah, I mean, it was. It's like a little toy or something.
Exactly. That's exactly what Christy said.
Exactly.
I think you were like 4 or 5 months.
Okay. All right.
That's early.
That's early.
Advanced.
Well, that explains a lot.
Explains quite a bit. Yeah. And now, as a mom, like, how did you? So you were very supportive. You never said no. Don't do that, right?
No.
Christy just said that she never thought that she would be at the point in her life where she has to tell her son to be nice to his penis.
Easily.
Yeah. Yeah, obviously not.
Because he's trying.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, y'all all had a great time. I wasn't going to interfere with that. You know what? I do remember.
Did you say you weren't going to interfere with that?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm not interfering. You're fine.
The best.
Well, thank you.
No, but then I do remember that I had to tell all three of you at one point or another, you know, I don't mind that you do that. That's great. That's normal. That's fine. But you need to go do that in your room.
Because everybody at this Applebee's is staring at us.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, Chrissy has that to look forward to.
That'll be fun. Oh my God.
That's why y'all stay in your room. Oh, I have to go to my room. Okay.
It no longer became punishment.
No more punishment.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my God. All right, that's amazing. That's all I had.
All right.
So you're coming to come visit us in like 2 weeks, right?
Yes, I am.
Yay. Oh my gosh! Maybe we should do a podcast. Maybe you can come on, and we'll do a podcast with you.
Well, I would be quite offended if I didn't get to, since you invited someone. I will not say their name.
He flew himself out to do it. I'm not buying flights to do the podcast. But yeah, you should. You should definitely do it. We're excited to have you.
Yeah, that'll be awesome.
Okay, I'll try not to embarrass you too bad.
Well, I'll just stay in my room if I have to. All right.
Okay, I love you.
I love you too. Bye.
Bye.
That's awesome.
Well, there you go.
See?
That solves that.
There you go.
Interesting.
Yep.
Right, just make him go to his room.
Just make him go to his room. Crawl into your room, child.
She was referring to my dad who did the live show.
Yep.
Who my dad just had emergency surgery the other day. He asked for a shout out because he's laid up right now. So
yes.
Shout out to
and
dad.
And you said it all went really well.
It all went well. His wife called me and was like, your dad has to have emergency surgery. His gallbladder has to be removed now, right? They're prepping him for surgery. I'm in the hospital room right now. And I just hear my dad right before he gets wheeled off going, you tell that motherfucker he better get some material out of this. And I was so happy he pulled through because I didn't know
so
how to tell
sweet.
Like my kids like what his last words were.
Right.
So he's doing good.
So
he's,
sweet.
He's mad because he can't work for like 2 weeks. I'm like, enjoy it.
Right.
Sit and relax.
Right.
Like, yeah, I'm telling people to sit and relax.
Right.
There was something else we wanted to talk about. How are we doing on time? I feel like we're rushing through.
No, we're about a half hour in.
Oh, great. I wanted to talk about people who try too hard.
Okay.
Because I feel like that's like a common theme in our lives right now.
Yeah.
You called me with something the other day. And
yeah.
I had something also. So you go first.
Well, I called you the other day because I was irate.
You were very upset.
I was taking my kids for a walk, minding my own business, pushing my stroller along. And some guy comes by and he's wearing like the reflector shade aviator sunglasses.
Okay, red flag number one.
Like a red striped button down club shirt with dress pants.
Okay. What color?
Black dress pants.
Ugh, okay.
Okay. Loud ass shoes on a scooter, like a push scooter. Not like riding a scooter, like a Razor.
Oh, like one of those trick scooters.
Yeah, yeah, on a Razor.
Like he had just left the after party?
Probably about 40 years old.
Ugh.
Hair all gel. He looked like he was leaving the club, but it was 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and he was razoring down Riverside in North Hollywood.
Yeah, that would be, that's very North Hollywood thing to see, for sure.
It made me so... It made me so mad. He was either on his cell phone or he had a Bluetooth in. Sure, right. In probably. My mind, he'll always have had a Bluetooth
right,
in
because
it just goes.
Yeah.
It was so terrible.
That's like five. Like that's like 5 points right there.
Yeah.
Like ding, 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 ding.
All the way through.
I wonder what scenario that is. Because obviously he's not going to work, right? He's not leaving.
I would assume not.
His job at the stockbroker firm.
Sometimes you just make bad choices.
Yeah.
I remember 2 weeks ago, I bought these loafers.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You bought loafers?
I bought loafers. Okay. They're like, I was at Ross. They're like 10 bucks.
Everybody on this podcast needs help.
I'm just.
We're all going through some shit.
I bought them because I thought they'd be easy to slip it on and off when I take the dogs right. off, or maybe if I'm, you know, at the beach or something.
Right. Uh-huh.
Anyways, I wore them to work and I got shit all day. All day from every person.
Right.
Nice shoes. What are those? All day. And the biggest one is I'm like, do I wear socks or not? You know, because you're supposed to not
with
wear socks.
Right.
So now I'm wearing loafers with no socks like an idiot at a bar.
Right.
Like literally everyone just won't let it go. And I'm like, never again. And I've never worn them since.
But your situation was all at your feet. You made one bad decision.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like normal head to toe. And someone had to look down and be like, holy shit, this dude's wearing loafers. That's ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? But this guy was head to toe, a hot ass mess. That's too many bad decisions.
Yeah, especially in like the 180 degree weather that we're having right now. To cruise down with a red long sleeve dress shirt.
Why are you 40 years old on a Razor scooter?
Maybe he hits parked cars.
Like, honestly, bike, I prefer the long, you know how I feel about this.
Longboard.
I prefer the longboard.
Yeah.
I prefer the longboard. I prefer a bike.
A Vespa.
Go on foot. I literally don't, like, he really threw me off. I don't know. I think if he had been on, like hot pink rollerblades, I would have been, like, fine.
Yeah, right.
But just pushing himself. Like, and just his whole demeanor of like him thinking that he was a badass. It made me so mad that he didn't even have the decency to be upset with himself. Like,
right.
Be ashamed. Look down when you go past people. You know what I mean?
Don't
avert your eyes.
Yeah.
No, don't look at me all bold and shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like.
But how much happier is he than us? He's just completely oblivious.
He probably forgot where he parked his car. He was up all night fucking at the club, drinking and doing drugs.
Yeah.
I don't know where he happened upon a scooter, but I just assume that there's one there.
God, it makes me mad. He went home with like a MILF and stole like the son's Razor scooter to get home the next day. That's why he was so happy, because he just got laid.
It's like the opening scene from every Vince Vaughn movie.
Right.
I had one the other day that drove me insane. I had saw a guy wearing a hat that said Antichrist. But he was at an Arby's. I was like, what are you doing, you piece of shit? Does the Antichrist eat curly fries? I was so upset by this guy. He had like he was like super goth with like the tattoos and like the all black. And then just the hat was so on the nose.
Right.
I was
like,
come on, man.
Right.
They serve
it's
apple
like we
pie
get
here.
It.
Yeah, we get
we
it.
We get it already. We get it.
That reminds me, have you been watching Tick? It's on Amazon.
No, yeah, no, I know.
It is amazing because you have all these evil characters and all these super characters, but they're still doing day to day shit.
Oh, that's great!
It's so funny.
That's great.
So the villain walks into her, her giant house or whatever. She has a roommate. So she's dealing with like roommate problems,
right?
Like a line where like you can't
that's
cross
funny,
stuff.
Yeah.
And then like little things, like one of the main villains disappeared, and she's like, "What were you doing like for these 12 years?" He's like, "Well, remember how I said I always wanted to learn how to play drums? I learned how to play. He's like really excited about like that's simple things. Like, yeah. It just reminded me of that.
I feel exactly. I feel like he's like the night off from the his Satan club or whatever right. that he goes to. But right. I gotta throw the hat on to still let him know.
Right.
Like, come on.
Right. You don't have to be hard as fuck at Arby's.
Right. Right.
It's hard to be hard as fuck at Arby's.
They sell apple turnips.
I think situation makes me more upset yeah. about certain things, and I think age makes me more upset about certain things. Yeah. Like, if there's a 13-year-old that's gothed out in an Antichrist right. hat, I'm like, you're just trying to figure it out.
Perfect. You're you at just the right
want,
age for it.
You just want some friends. You're just yeah. trying to figure it out. You're trying to see
yeah.
how, where the boundaries are. Like, right. do it to the fullest. Dude, you know
been,
what I mean?
This guy had been 38, at
it's,
least.
It makes me...
Yeah.
It makes me upset.
I know.
I kind of think it's cool. Like, I never experienced this before moving to okay. California. People pick an age and they stay that age their whole life.
Yeah. Walking Peter Pan shit. Beach,
I'm like, dude, you're 6 years old and you're dressed like a 16-year-old.
Yeah. Right.
With the flat hat yes. and the skateboard.
That's okay. This guy was in Arizona.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, figure it out, dude.
Right. Move to LA.
Yeah. The Antichrist doesn't live in Arizona.
No.
So situational on age is right, man. Because the second one I was going to tell you, and I posted about this on Facebook as a joke, but it was really for real. We went and saw It the other day.
Yeah.
Right. And a couple walks in dressed as the Joker and Harley Quinn.
Okay.
And it ruined my movie experience.
Okay.
You know what I mean? The entire okay. movie, I'm watching this. Because first of all, it's September.
Right.
What Halloween party are you coming to or going to? Oh, you're not? Because it's September.
Right.
And
that movie came out a year ago now.
Right. Yeah. And he was Jared Leto Joker, which is right. even scarier.
Right.
Right. She was Harley Quinn. And they just sat down. And I'm like, well, we're going to die.
What?
That's why my first thought.
You thought they were going to take everybody out?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There was a guy dressed as the Joker
right.
who
yeah, yeah,
shot
yeah.
up a movie theater.
Right, right, right. Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
At one point, I'm watching the movie. At one point, he bends down in between his legs, and he's, like, ruffling through something. I'm like,
right.
This is it. This is how I die. Then he pulls out a hot dog.
Okay.
Right? Which now I'm even more confused. And I'm watching a guy in white makeup eat a hot dog.
Right.
Like, I get freedom of expression and all that stuff, but it's like, dude, come on.
Right.
Like, that's right. like, we're in a very weird time.
Right.
That it didn't
yeah, seem,
like,
yeah, yeah,
I don't know
yeah,
about
yeah.
you, when I go to the movies, I examine everybody.
Right.
And watching the Joker and Harley Quinn is like, that's my fear just realized.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And my buddy who I was with, he was like, he like looked at me, he's like, does that sort of thing kind of bother you? And I was like, yeah, does it not bother you? He goes, oh, no, yeah, I'm terrified.
100%.
Oh, okay, good.
100%.
Yeah, good, yeah. So it's like, dude, just like, come on. If you're yeah. like some punk teenagers or whatever, I get it. But these are grown people.
They were.
Grown
they
people.
They were super adults.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have much rather sat yeah. next to Antichrist.
Than, right. Oh, yeah.
Than the Joker.
Right.
I told my buddy about it, too. And he goes, I was like on the phone with him. He goes, well, which Joker was? I was like, does it matter? You know? Like, it's like, he said, like, oh, thank God it's just Jack Nicholson's version. Like, it's still.
That's definitely the one you want. Yeah, of all the ones, that's definitely the one who's going to be the most benign.
Right. It was like, but it was just like, it almost like just that guy's decision to do that ruined. I mean, the movie was fun, whatever.
Right,
but,
right.
But, like, it ruined the experience for me because, right. like, in my heart, like, actually almost added to the danger, or, like, the fear.
Right.
But I was, like, genuinely terrified. I was watching this guy's every move. Like,
what's about to happen?
Yeah.
Good movie, though?
Great movie. Super fun. Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
You know?
It was supposed to be great.
But, yeah, so this guy, it's just, like, be considerate.
Yeah.
If it's Halloween, maybe, I guess. But, like, where are you going? Where are you coming from?
Right.
Like, this is a Tuesday.
Right. And that's not someone just dressed a particular way.
Get a purple
like, that's
suit
a
on.
Costume.
Yeah.
You're actually wearing a costume.
Right. Makeup, lipstick.
To not the right movie.
Wrong clown.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's very strange.
Yeah. So
that's the strangest part.
Have you met the comic that dresses like Joker?
Huh?
Have you met the comic that dresses like Joker?
In LA?
Yeah.
I would die. Which version? Nothing that matters. I just did
Heath Ledger.
He does the Heath Ledger version?
He does Heath Ledger. He does killer makeup.
He does stand-up?
Yeah, he goes up and he'll do stand-up. I met him at Next Stage Theater a couple times.
Okay.
I actually had a great conversation with him.
Like, yeah, if he's on stage and he's doing that, that's fine. If
No. This is how he dresses every day.
See, no.
Oh, okay.
If I'm on the Metro and the guy walks in, dresses Heath Ledger, I'm getting off the Metro.
He actually told me a story because he was talking about dating.
Uh-huh.
I'm like...
He shows up to dates like that?
Dude, it's his Tinder profile, and he's like, you know what's frustrating? Like, and he talks like, he's like, you know what's frustrating is that these girls, I go on Tinder, like, all my pictures, I'm dressed like this, and they get all weirded out when I show up. It's like, what did you expect? It's like,
that is true. Yeah, you are getting what you paid for.
We must find him and bring him here.
Yes, can he please do the show?
Sure.
But in character?
Oh, he doesn't get out of character.
He doesn't break
character? Right, that's just who he is.
He's made that
decision. It's not a character, right.
This is method, and this is what he's doing.
So he matches with chicks on Tinder. First of all, who are these girls that are like, yeah, that, I want that. And then they get surprised when he shows up dressed like that?
Well, I think that maybe I could see some girls being like, oh, that's kind of hot.
Sure.
Or like a game or like a kink.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we do need to go to Starbucks and grab like a coffee. Like, let's save that for...
This is LA.
Night,
right. People go to brunch here.
Right.
Could you imagine Sunday at 11 a.m. you're having brunch with
It's not
the
brunch
Joker?
Appropriate.
No.
It's not brunch appropriate. Yeah.
Lock it up, people.
Oh, my goodness.
There was another one. There was one more I was going to tell you. This wasn't like people trying too hard.
I saw a 40-something-year-old woman today in a purple plastic schoolgirl skirt and a fishnet long-sleeve shirt.
Where?
Yeah. What? North Hollywood.
North Hollywood.
North Hollywood. Walking down the street, North Hollywood, 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
You're right, though. People do pick an age, and that's where they stay. She probably had that outfit when she was 21, 22.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Back with Gwen Stefani when we all wore that.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
And then just, like, you commit, and you just go.
Oh, my God.
And you move to L.A., so no one gives a shit.
Right. But people should hear. I think that we're too. I think we're too lax here on the dress code.
Of course.
I think we need to up it up a little bit here.
Of course. But when you also have like crazy homeless people in like tutus and top hats like running around, it's like I've seen everything here. Like who gives a shit about you? You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, in one way, it enrages me, but also like I look at it and I just go on. It's like weird,
right?
And then you just go on like it's just accepted.
It is weird how many things we just accept here.
Yeah,
like L.A.
Right,
like North Hollywood. You know, like a guy like guys in capes.
Right,
you know, like if you were in the Midwest, I think if you were in Texas, I'm pretty certain here. If you were in Texas and a guy who walks in dressed like Heath Ledger's Joker, they're gonna kick his ass.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
That like that shit doesn't fly anywhere else. If you walk into a movie theater dressed as the Joker in Texas, someone's gonna fucking pull you outside. Like, yo, what are you doing?
Right
here, we're like, you know,
right. No one's gonna match you on Tinder.
Right. Yeah,
I can tell you that right now.
Damn sure.
It's not how people roll in Florida either. I
ain't nobody having brunch with the Clown Prince of Darkness.
No.
I love it. I found an article that I'd like to do really fast. 5 signs that you're trying too hard to be liked.
Okay.
Which I think I haven't even looked at it yet. I just found the article. Number one, you dress like the Joker. No, I'm kidding. Number one, you always say yes, which I think is pretty obvious. Right.
Right.
Yeah. Whether your inability to decline a dinner invitation means you won't have time to go to the gym or your willingness to head another commitment takes time away from your family.
That's a hard one. I think everybody does that in the beginning, and then it's something that you have to like make a decision to grow out of.
I'm real bad at saying no.
Yeah.
I say yes. Again, I run myself right. I'm coming from hitting the parked car. I was coming from meeting someone who like – wanted to like pitch joke, like wanted to run jokes, but you know, which is fine. I love doing it, but like, I think there is a point where you're just like, no,
right.
I don't want to.
Yeah.
And I'm not there yet. number two is you straddle the fence, which is, you never really give,
make a solid decision. Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh yeah. That sounds good. Maybe.
Right. You know, I see both sides.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or I don't know.
Both could do. Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Number three, you avoid asking for help. It says, although people pleasers are often the first to help others, they're usually the last ones to ask for help for themselves. So yeah I agree with that for sure.
I think that's a parenting thing.
Yeah. Number four, you struggle to set healthy boundaries. That's a big one.
It goes along with the saying yes to everything, but yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah.
For sure.
When a coworker monopolizes your time or your mother-in-law meddles in your marriage, a lack of boundaries can wreak havoc on your life and the life of others.
Yep.
Allowing other people to infringe on your time and space can lead you to grow resentful towards them. Here's a tip. Take back your power and refuse to allow others to take advantage of you.
Yep.
Recognize that you're in complete control of how you spend your time and who you spend it with. Commit to speaking up when you feel like others are infringing on your space.
And sooner rather than later, what I ran into with a lot of people is that they've had relationships with their friends, family, parents for so long where they've been the doormat that when they start to put their foot down, no one takes them seriously. Yeah, and it's like such a challenge for them to have to like put their foot down like repeatedly over and over and over again until the person finally takes them seriously.
Yeah. No, yeah, that's a big thing. And like, it's like these people that are able to do that. Like I did a show last night and this comic was talking to another comic and he goes, "Hey man, can you come do my podcast?" And the comic goes, "Where is it?" He goes, "It's in Santa Monica." And he's like, "Well, when do you record?" He's like, "Oh, we record at like 4:30 p.m. And he goes, "No.
Right.
That sounds like a nightmare. I'm not going to do it." And walked away. And I was like, "You can
absolutely
do that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's so reasonable. I wouldn't be caught dead in Santa Monica.
But me, I'd be like, "Yeah, of course. Yeah, I'd love to. Thanks for asking. Thanks for picking up,
sure,
man.
Sure, okay.
Yeah, of course. I'll be there. Yeah.
Will you be my friend?"
Yeah. I just hate – I always feel like I'm going to miss out on an opportunity or people will be like, "I think I'm difficult to work with if I don't just say yes to everything."
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Are there any of these that you don't do, Justin?
Well, let's see what number five is.
All right.
Number five, five signs you're trying too hard to be liked is number five. You're not being true to your values. I don't think that applies. I think I'm pretty, I think I preached in my values.
It's impossible. Five for five.
Huh?
I'm five for
you're
five.
Five for five. Yeah. I've been five for five. Okay. It's impossible to live in accordance to your own values when you're simultaneously trying to please everyone else. Quite often your values will be in direct conflict with the options placed in front of you. And when you choose to make the decisions that align with your values, other people won't necessarily be happy. But yeah, okay, I get that. Yeah, I have a couple of these. Definitely saying yes. I do ask for help if I need it. I do straddle a fence sometimes. So maybe 2 out of 5, I guess. 3 out of 5. I don't know. What answer will make you guys like me more? All right. Well, I think that's a good stopping point right here. I had an article about sex robots, but we'll have to push that to next time. I feel like I always have articles
about
sex robots.
And I want to talk more about that next time we come back.
Well, you want to touch on it a little bit?
Kind of.
What do you got?
Well, you know how I freaking love stuff like that. I was saying like the one about not asking for help, that was a big one for me to get over. And I feel like that always comes from, the parents and how you get your attention from your parents or whatever family you're around. Mm-hmm. So if you are praised for being well-mannered mm-hmm. and easygoing and all of those things as a child, you kind of learn not to be a like quote a unquote burden yeah. on people.
Sure.
And that's the way that you like try to get love from people. So you always act like, "Oh, it's fine. Oh, it's fine. Oh, yeah. it's fine." And it becomes such, I mean, that can be so crippling.
Uh-huh.
Not asking for what you want and not asking for help when you need it can be the most crippling things, especially when you start to walk into romantic relationships.
Mm, right. Because you, everything's fine, everything's chill, everything's right. cool, and then it's not.
Right.
And then you're just stuck. And like you said, people don't take you seriously.
People
anymore.
Don't take you seriously.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting.
Yep. Mm. Yep. Then that's where you get mistreated. That's where you get people cheating. That's where you get like these relationships that you don't even want, but that you're just in. You yeah. know what I mean? Because
sure.
you've just let everything be fine.
Yeah.
Those are fast. Like I'm dealing with the fifth one pretty hard right now.
The values?
Yeah. Because I'm out after work and I work at a bar and I'm bartending. So now like I'm meeting everyone. All of a sudden I'm hanging out. So my group of friends just has changed and it's become this like small town, like, industry thing, but at the same time, it's 3 a.m. where I'm like, "Why am I with this person right now?
Yeah,
right. I should be home. Like,
that was
I need
my
to be
20s.
Asleep. You
yeah,
know,
right. that was my entire.
I gotta
20s.
Wake up at 8.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I'm in the it's like it really increases on your values. You're like, if I was like during the day, like I would have never said like I'm the type of guy that's gonna hang out till 3 a.m.
Right.
And then you are, and you're like because you can't say no to somebody.
Right.
Like,
right.
Hey, let's go hang out.
Yeah.
Oh, let's grab the shot. Let's go do that. And
yeah.
Then that's it.
And especially in LA when you try, like I don't know if you guys do this, but I try to plan everything. Like, okay, I'll just everyone who's trying to catch up, I'll like catch up with them today. So at 9 a.m. I'll have coffee with so and so, and then at 10:30 I'll meet up with somebody to write jokes with, and then I'll go to this thing, and then everybody runs late. You get stuck in traffic, and
right.
now the whole day you're rushing around and you're late to everything, and then at the end of the day you just like feel like an asshole.
Right.
You've rushed everybody. You're
right.
tired. You know. You're running into things.
Right.
You know what I mean? It just catches
banging
up
into
to
cars.
You.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Here's the scary thing too: is like when you start being okay with confrontation and you start liking it. You know what I mean? Where you really like, all right, today's the day. And then you like start sticking up for yourself and saying no to people. And it just
right.
feels so good. And then like I'm at the
you
point
go overboard.
Where you just start looking for little bits of confrontation here and there.
That's
the part. Because there's no middle really.
That's right.
You want to be in the middle. And I'm at the point right now where I'm like, I hope that I get to like do something today.
It is natural though.
Yeah.
if you're so, if you've been such a pushover, you do get that taste of power. So you go way to the other edge to kind of, it's natural human nature to sort of test where the boundary is. And normally most people will find the center and course correct, especially since you're aware of the behavior. You'll rein yourself in and course correct and find like what is actually natural to
you. Okay. I want to be more in the middle because I feel like lately I've just been like,
you want a piece of this?
I kind of want to see how much of an asshole, and it's scary to see how much of an asshole you can be.
Right. Because everyone else is doing the same shit, making all of your asshole shit okay.
Or not necessarily like, be like justified.
Right.
You know, like, you know, not to my friends or family and stuff, but like to think like if people like I feel like I'm being attacked and like push back to watch them be like, oh, I'm sorry. You know what I mean? To watch them kind of like. Come back a little bit. I'm like, ooh, this is kind of nice.
Until you're just standing there all by yourself because no one wants to be around you anymore.
Yeah, really. At least I have boundaries.
Real firm boundaries. Right.
Like I was in an Uber pool yesterday because I was getting my car looked at. And this guy's put his backpack in the middle of us, right?
Yeah.
Like just in my personal space, we take a right and his backpack falls into my lap.
Yeah.
Right. Now, the old me would have been like, oh, okay, like I'll just I'll kind of shift a little bit passive aggressively or like just let it sit there. I just thought I was like, hey, man, you want to get this? To where he goes, oh, yeah, man, sorry. And I was like, yeah, yeah, you are.
Right.
Yeah.
But that wasn't like you didn't say like get your fucking backpack out of my face and throw his shit at him. Right.
But I could in my mind. That's what I said. Okay. Even saying that was enough. You know what I mean?
I think you're going to be safe, Justin. Yeah. I don't think that you're at risk of going overboard with this whole like newfound bullying power thing. I think you're going to be all right.
OK, good.
I think all you'll be. I think you'll
maybe,
be all set.
Maybe we are in good places. Yeah. Maybe we're in better places than we thought. Oh, awesome. Well, I'm glad we got to do this. I think let's do one before too long.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to talk about sex robots and there's a couple other things. That
always about the sex robots with you guys.
It's always so fascinating to me. So let's do, oh my gosh. So I'm recording, things are going good. I'm recording my first ever live stand-up album.
Woo!
October 12th. It's a Thursday, 8 p.m. Flappers in Burbank, California. If you guys are friends of the show, fans of the show, don't buy, I will give you tickets. I want people there. Email me info@justincomic. Email me on Facebook. Email me through the Foster the Podcast Facebook page. And just be there. I got you. And then also for my tour dates, go to justincomic.com. Christy, do you want to plug anything? Do you want to plug your services? Your Mary Kay?
No, okay. I'm at home with the kids right now.
Okay. Ivan, do you want to plug your open mic?
Oh, we're at Craft Hill in West Covina. It's so far. West Covina so far.
Well, there's probably listeners? People in West Covina.
Hopefully. We're out every Wednesday at 9 p.m. in West Covina at a place called Craft Hill. It's a cool little spot.
Awesome.
Thanks.
So go see that. And then for my social media, at Justin Comic, at Foster the Podcast is our social media. Christy?
I don't even remember which one. Let's I play.
At Rowan
Moon. At Rowan Moon Reiki.
Yeah, there you go. and at
Ivan Ishkoff. All
awesome.
Word.
And subscribe to the show on iTunes, and we'll see you guys when we see you.
Thank you for listening to Foster the Podcast.